leadership party, like, yeah, my pronouns are see her. I'm a transgender woman. I'm working as a legal manager in a banking company, but also I'm a D&I professional. I'm the co-founder of the Outcast Collective, which is a D&I consult and posh consulting firm. We help organizations in building their workplace more inclusive for every kind of lesser represented group in corporate spaces like LGBTQIA+, PWD, neurodivergence, and cisgender women. I'm also a corporate speaker, and I have participated in many seminars and webinars. I write about queer rights issues and D&I for many platforms. I'm also doing stand-up comedy, and I'm fortunately India's first transgender woman stand-up comic until date. I think I'm the only one. My experience in hotel, while I was coming out, I was in Ahmedabad when all this gender dysphoria and everything just hit the roof, and I started my therapy. And my therapist asked me to go out in public and, you know, to feel who you are, because there are many colors to rainbow, you know. You can be a cross-dresser, you can be transgender, you can be a non-binary thing, many, many, many things. So to know who am I, like, bachpan se, I felt like a woman. I knew I am a woman, but it was time when I started my therapy in 2019, it was time to, you know, face the reality. So it was difficult in Ahmedabad because it's a very conservative place. So I decided to go out in Bombay or Delhi or Calcutta, you know, or Bangalore. So I would take a small vacation, weekend or something from office, and I would visit these places. Many a time, like, it felt well, like in every queer-friendly hotel or establishment. Many a time, I also felt a bit discriminated. Agar main aapko bataun ki सबसे पहले जो हिकअप्स थे वाइल यू नो सर्चिंग फॉर एन होटल इज वेदर दे विल अलाउ मी और नॉट बिकॉज आई एम नॉट ट्रांजिशन एज येट आई हैव माय लीगल डॉक्यूमेंट्स आर स्टिल ऑफ अ सिसेट मी माय लीगल नेम माय डेड नेम सो वेदर दे विल अलाउ अ पर्सन टू ड्रेस अप एंड गो आउट एंड लिव हर लाइफ लाइक दिस सो आई स्टिल रिमेंबर व्हेन इन फेब्रुअरी I was on my office trip to Delhi. I was scheduling an office trip to Delhi this February. And I saw on Instagram, there was a queer party in Gurgaon. So I was like, okay, main apne kaam khatam kar lungi and then I can go. So I was planning to stay there. So I decided, okay, I will stay there. The party is there. But whether they will allow me or not. So what I did, I called them from three different numbers to just to ascertain that, okay, they are allowing me. So ye ek dar rehta hai, aur ye starting se hi hai. Abhi bhi if you say, even, you know, knowing that, okay, I moved to Bombay. When I moved to Bombay, I was looking for a trans-friendly or accommodation. But around 30-35, house owner and societies, they rejected my plea of getting the rent because of my gender. And now it is very difficult to make people understand why I dress up like this, why I talk like this, why I live like this. But fortunately, I found one. And even here also, you know, whenever I plan to go to any restaurant or anything, I have a list of restaurants where I allow. I don't know about other restaurants. So before going to this other restaurant, I just call them and ask them. Till now, after moving to Bombay, I have never heard anything negative from any restaurant here in Bombay, at least. But still, that fear is within. Because in January, I was in Delhi and I was in a queer friendly hotel. I was living there, and then I saw this LGBT party happening, and I just booked the ticket for the party. And inadvertently, I booked it through my legal name, because you know this app has captured my legal name, email address. So I booked it and I went there. So उन्होंने पूछा your name. First, when they saw me, they were very happy. Oh, come, welcome, and all that. And then they asked my name, and I said Ritushi. And they, you know, they just checked it, but it was not booked in the name of Ritushi. So they are like, nahi, aapka nahi hai, and all that. And I said, okay. Then he asked me to show this ticket, this online ticket or something. So I show them. Then he checked the ticket number, and then he found the ticket is registered in my legal name, that is the name of a cisgender male. There were many people, and the person's attitude suddenly changed. You know, earlier he was like, okay, welcome, and all that, and like, arey, ye, de do isko. And then he started calling my dad name in front of 50 other people. I felt humiliated, and it happened at a place which you would think of the more inclusive place, like party for LGBTQ people. Or वहाँ पे जब आप ऐसा कुछ face करते हो, तो you feel deserted. Like I left that place at once. कि नहीं जाना जहाँ पे. तो ये एक चीज है कि हाँ, बहुत hurt होता है जब आप ऐसा कुछ आप जाते हो किसी जगह पे थिंकिंग की ओके इंक्लूसिव है. और ये बहुत देखिए अभी राइट नाउ दे आर अलाइंग ओनली पीपल विद डबल वैक्सीनेशन थिंग, बट द थिंग विद अस इज ओके माय नेम इज रितुषी, आई एम अ ट्रांस वुमन, बट मेरा जो वैक्सीनेशन सर्टिफिकेट इट इज इन माय लीगल नेम, यू नो. तो वहां पे वो लोग ये कैसा है, ये आप ये नहीं हो, एंड ऑल दोस थिंग, यू नो, दे आस्क फॉर द आइडेंटिटी. Now, the simple thing is, why can't you just acknowledge that, okay, ye mera legal name hai, but this is who I am. Itna chota sa, aur aisa to nahi hai ki photo pe, you know, Brad Pitt ka photo hai and I'm looking like Kim Kardashian. No. To ye ek cheez hai jo I felt very discriminated that too at a LGBTQ party. And besides that, I had a very good experience in staying at hotels, mainly because I always choose this queer-friendly hotels while I'm traveling, maybe because of that. So I remember when I first came out in Delhi Pride Parade, I was very confused. I was very afraid of, you know, where to be and all that. So I controlled it for like 2.5 hours, fearing where should I go. And the next time I was visiting Delhi, I was staying at Dalalat, and I finished my office work. I came back to the hotel and I was planning to have a drink smoothly. So I dressed up and all that. I took a spa and, you know, I did my pedicure, manicure. I dressed up and I went for a drink, and I found some friends there. We became a good friend. Like, there was some LGBTQ party was going on. I had no idea, but after reaching there, I could know. So I made some friends and we started drinking. And then suddenly I feel pressure in my bladder and I had to go. Now my dilemma is, where should I go? You know, because I want to go to that woman only thing, because that's me and that is for me. But that fear, you know, the first time you are going. So I went to the lobby and this receptionist was there. And I asked her, okay, where is the washroom? And she said, ma'am, there it is. And she showed me the woman washroom. I went there and it was the first time I was using a woman washroom. And I had tears in my eyes. So, yeah, I had mixed experience in hotels, while staying at hotels, you know, or parties. But till now, yeah, it's another thing I have seen in staying at hotels also. Many a times I felt this, when you are dressed up, okay, I can understand if you are seen as a cisgender male and you are misgendering me. But even in inclusive hotels, I have seen this housekeeping guys who are, you know, serving you food and drinking the hotel. They misgender you. Even after many a times, I'm not saying all the times, I have very good experience, but yes, I have many such experience where the hotel staff has misgendered me, calling me sir and everything. Even after I, many unko correct kiya ki nahi, my pronouns she, her, you can call me man. But yeah, it happened. It happened 2-3 times. And we are like, I'm speaking about myself. Wherever I go, I just, you know, assuming ki nahi ye to discrimination to hona hi hai, you know, so that pehle se hi dimag mein hai ki nahi hona hi hai, so I'm prepared for that. But when these things, this misgendering thing, you know, this non-inclusive thing, when it happens in a inclusive establishment or an inclusive party, that haunts a lot. So my experience with healthcare and everything is like, I haven't been touched. Mera utna tabiyat aisa kuch nahi hua ki, you know, I would require anything. But yeah, I have started my small journey of transition. Like, I have started my laser therapy of hair removal thing, and I'm doing it in Kaya. And recently, it was my third facial session. And I was there, and 2-3 weeks ago, and this new therapist was appointed because of some reason, because my older jo kar rahi thi wo kahin gayi thi ya kuch prior engagement tha. So this new therapist was there. When I reached there, my doctor came and she looked at my face and she took the reading and she was very happy. Okay, you are, you know, doing good, your sessions are going good, the therapy is working. And then she started asking me about my transition, what my doctor said when I'm starting my HRT and everything. We talked about it, and also we talked about my shows and where my work is going and everything. And this guy was standing there listening it all. After my reading and everything, the doctor left the room and I lie down. So this therapist asked me, "Bura mat mani, ek question puchna hai." Yes. आपको सर बोलूं या मैम, आपका जो प्रोनाउंस है मुझे बता दीजिएगा. एंड आई वाज लाइक वाओ, दिस गाय सी, आई वेंट देयर एज अ सिसजेंडर मेल, बिकॉज़ यू कैन नॉट गो फॉर थेरेपी एंड मेडिकल ट्रीटमेंट विद मेकअप, यू नो, यू कैन नॉट डू लेजर थेरेपी विद ऑल दिस मेकअप एंड एवरीथिंग. सो आई वेंट देयर, आई गो देयर एज अ सिसजेंडर मेल, एंड दिस पर्सन सीइंग अ सिसजेंडर मेल, एंड देन यू नो, ही हैड नो आइडिया अबाउट माय जेंडर और एनीथिंग. But he listened to the doctor and my interaction with her, and he, usne wo, you know, wo small step liya to make me feel inclusive. And it was like, wow moment for me. Like, especially kyunki just before that day, just 3 days prior to that incident at Kaya, I was going through LinkedIn and I found this job post of an inclusive organization, and I found my credentials, my experience suitable. So I thought of applying it. And while I clicked this, the portal took me to another job portal. I applied through it. But after applying, I remember, okay, my legal name and names all are there. I don't want to share it with people. So I deleted this my resume, but I couldn't delete my profile. And it was saying that you have to upload a resume, otherwise this old resume will show, it will be shown to everyone. So what I did, I made a one pager thing with my name, Ritoshi, without my dad name, and my phone number, my email ID, and I just posted it. After posting it, after 2-3 hours, I started getting calls from many job placement company offering for, you know, paid services. It went for 3 days, and every call, they will call me, they will ask, is it Ritushri Panigrahi? I said, yes. And then they will hear this male voice, and suddenly they will start misgendering me. They'll start calling me So and everything. Even after I corrected them, even after saying, okay, I'm a trans woman, they will not listen to me. Even after asking them, have you gone through my CV? They say, yes, we have gone through your CV. You're a transgender woman. Then why are you misgendering me? You know, the trauma was too much for my mental peace. Like I think on those 3 days, I talked twice to my therapist. I wrote mails, I posted it on LinkedIn and every social media, but thank God after 3-4 days, it stopped. And after having that traumatic event, you know, I went to Kaya and I had this experience when this person is taking the step to make me feel inclusive, to know about my gender identity, my pronouns, it felt great. Like, these are very small things, but it matters a lot. Like I said about this woman washroom I used. When I started coming out, I only used to go to places, especially for queer people, like queer friendly hotel, you know, LGBTQ parties. I would not go anywhere, but I started going to so-called normal places. In January, I was with my friend there. And I was afraid. I was too much afraid. Checking kahan pe honga, because you know, na, there are two lines. One is for male, one is for female. And I knew, okay, this is my female is mine. But what if they would say the male one? You know. So they were also checking the RT-PCR test. Us time pe vaccination nahi tha, to RT-PCR test. So my RT-PCR test report was of my with my legal name, my dad name, my sis name. So I was afraid, and while I was walking, I was confused, you know, wahan pe pahunch ke aisa jahan pe division hota, I was confused. And this lady, security lady who was checking everyone, she asked me, ma'am, can you please come? I was like, wow. See, I showed her my RT-PCR test and it was with my legal name, but she was like, okay, you can go. So I went there and mall, and we actually went to a restaurant for lunch. There again, I felt this pressure in my bladder and I was like, where to be? And my friend said, don't worry, we'll go to the ladies' washroom. Obviously, nobody will say anything, but I was not sure. So we went there and I was afraid. Because we have seen those in news and everything. So when I was there, I was looking a bit confused where to go, you know, I was like, yahan jana hai, koi mana kar de, na kar de. So this lady was there, clean lady was there, and she looked at my hesitation, and without saying me anything, she just said, ma'am, idhar aaiye, to this lady's washroom. And I was like, okay, great. Now these are, as I said, very small things, but it makes a person very much happy. Like, you are a cis-head person cannot even imagine, or if a person who is not trans person or a non-binary person, they would not imagine ki ye kitna matter karta hai. Ye choti choti si baat hai. It doesn't only make your day, but also makes you feel ki, okay, there is hope in society. You know? And yeah, but like, these two incidents at this mall at Washi and Kaya, these were my best experience so far.